CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You're listening to Machine of Girls. That was Dark Age by Health. I mean, do I have to say anything? You guys know how much Health I've been playing. What a great album. Before that, local, semi-local legends. Let me see. I know they're from Canada. But they could be Ontario. Or God forbid, Quebecois. Okay, yeah, they're from Toronto. But semi-local legends, Death and Horror Inc., commonly abbreviated to DHI. Pretty cool stuff. First track off that album, album title, Machine Alter Transmission, because we're just saying whatever. Song title Chemical Land, not to be confused with Chemical Halo by the band Chem Lab. A lot of chem going on in this stuff. Before that, we had the song Trars by Slickback, the one Connor recommended to me. That was a pretty good song. I can get behind that one. Pretty noisy. You know where you can get noise from? A bad amplifier. A garbage amplifier. Tying back. Well, I was back in Seattle this weekend, as aforementioned. I went to a music store called Reanimated Music. Came out of the ashes of the Trading Musician. I don't know if that means anything to local Burnaby folks, but back in Seattle, the Trading Musician was a big music store, and due to circumstances, they shut down. But some of the people brought it back, which I really like. But while I was there, I picked up this tiny little practice amp for $5. $5 practice amp. It sounds as crunchy as you can imagine, but for my purposes, it works. I like it, and it's not too loud, so it doesn't disturb my neighbors. I might need to get a bigger one, though. My old amp, something happened to it. It burned out or something. Maybe not. I'm going to have to look into it more. I haven't cracked it open, but something's gone wrong with it. But not with this little guy. It runs off of 2 9-volts. So you can tell how powerful it is. Now, we're going to be getting into some jackalope. Again, mainstay on the show here. I try not to play too much of the same stuff, but it can be hard with some of the constraints I'm under. That's okay. We like jackalope. I hope you guys like jackalope. They're really fun. From Vancouver, produced by Dave Ogilvy, who produced some of Skinny Puppy's work. This is the song House of Ill Trepidation.
Thank you.
My apologies, friends. Just a quick interjection. We'll get back to the music shortly, but that song was titled Nothing Nowhere, not House of Ill Trepidation. Let's get back to it.
It's 90.1 degrees on a Saturday, and you're locked on to
Watch the Pirates. All about 90.1 FM, and you're tuned to the Pirates of the Caribbean every Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Email us at po_tc@hotmail.com for your latest requests.
Geese are stunning birds. Their feathers are boldly patterned in black, white, and silver. In Europe, huge flocks gather in pastures and mudflats where the geese feast on grasses and moss, but not barnacles. So where did they get that name? The answer harkens back to a medieval myth. Barnacle geese have wintered in the British Isles for millennia. People from the Middle Ages observed that adult birds would turn up in autumn, then vanish come spring. Since locals never found them with goslings or eggs, they scoured land and sea for an explanation of how the geese reproduced. What they found were barnacles, ones that have a large white shell attached to a long gray stalk. To early naturalists, these barnacles looked suspiciously like a bird egg growing from a gooseneck. Putting two and two together, great minds deduced that the mysterious birds must hatch from barnacles. Modern science eventually debunked the myth that geese spontaneously generate from marine crustaceans. They migrate to the Arctic to breed, but the name stuck. So even today, barnacle geese tell a tale as old as medieval times. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That was, hopefully you already know who that was, but if you don't know, I'm here to let you know. That was Swans, their first album, Filth, if it'll eject from the CD player, all the way from 1983. Super Earth, why is my, okay, sorry, my phone was going off. 1983 is when the album was from. The song is called Stay Here. It took me a minute to get into it, I will not lie, but after I did, man, just so evil and noisy. I mean, you know what I mean by evil. Before that, we had the artist Boot Camp, some nice little punk stuff. I mean, we're on an industrial show, industrial digital hardcore, but like, punk runs pretty close, and I gotta get my stats somehow, you know how it is. And then before that, Jackalope, of course. Nothing Nowhere. I've officially corrected it in my records now, too. Folks, it's been a day, and it shouldn't have been. Today was pretty easy and laid back. But sometimes things happen. You know how it goes. I'm just excited to be here with you, listen to these tunes. Coming up next, we have, this is another recommendation from Connor, very interested in it. Saint Abdullah and Jason Nazari on the album titled Wiretaps for Oral. We're going to be listening to In Thickness of Relation. Let's see how it is.
Thank you. Some party thanks to my buddy's beer and joint. Here's the keys, joint.
Yo, I'm not driving. I'm way too stoned. How are you feeling, beer?
Oh, since we had that talk, I'm not driving tonight at all.
What about you, Dave?
You only had a couple of drinks.
And only a couple of puffs.
I don't drink and drive. No way I'm getting behind the wheel when I smoked weed, too.
How are we getting home, then?
Come on, Dave. Take one for the team.
Don't let weed and alcohol influence your decision to drive.
Yeah, I need a ride.
A message from Mad Canada.
That's a good promo. Y'all, I ain't got time to play another song. But the show's about to end. What's coming up next? I'm not even sure. While I look, I can talk to you about some stuff. Do you know that American Football just announced a new album? I don't listen to them personally. I like what I've heard, but they're just kind of not my jam. Dropping May 1st, apparently. Alright. Coming up next, we have... Where am I? 3 p.m. That's me. We have Alternative Radio. So, hope you enjoy. I'll catch y'all. This was Machine of Girls. See you next week.